Triple M's Rush Hour with Jars and Louie. Love a same game multi? Now get a same race multi all spring racing season. Download the Sportsbet app and gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.
Happy Tuesday, Adelaide. Great to have your company. Jars and Louie here, driving you home for the next hour here on the Rush Hour on the M's. The great man is in the house. He's wearing black. He looks like he wants business. Welcome, Juice.
G'day, Lou. Nice to be here on a beautiful Tuesday. Sean Craig Murphy, welcome back from the Globe. Whatever, what'd you go for? The awards?
Yeah, Accurate's Radio Awards.
Well played.
Probably don't stop down on that, just keep moving.
And congratulations, it's Nut Day today. We're celebrating Nut Day.
Now, am I to read into that correctly, along with Caps Lock Day, which don't you hate when you try and get into your password and you can't work it out? Nut Day, is that our Nut Day, aka Plum Day?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
If you get a chance, this is our version of earthing. If you don't know it, get them out.
Mate, I've been earthing for a week.
Your testosterone will go through the roof.
Yeah.
Through the roof. 95% of it absorbed through the boys.
I'm telling you.
Vitamin D. In, out, up.
I did it this morning.
Well played.
I derobed.
Well played.
No children at home anymore. Just Maz and I on the dogs.
Lovely.
And where I went? 10 minutes. Dog. 10 minutes, Lou.
Dogs are offended, but that's all right.
10 minutes.
Well played.
I feel brand new. Yeah. I feel like Superman, Lou.
It's like an energy charge.
It is.
It's what it is. If you haven't done it yet, try it. Get back to us. All right.
Okay.
It was draft day today in the AFLW.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
And congratulations to all the girls that were picked up by the Adelaide Crows AFLW team, but in particular, Montana McKinnon, who was the first pick at pick 14 from the Panthers.
She's a Panthers. She's a ruck.
Yeah, ruck, 183.
She's a ruck.
And just turned 19.
She's just turned 18.
Unbelievable.
I have to say ruck woman, don't I?
Oh,
there's your phone.
That's my day right there, Jar.
You've been busy, Caroline.
I've been floating around doing everything.
It's always something that Jars would do.
Well, I'm just so busy, Murph. I mean, I've been picking
up a lot on
tradie freaking fly points. I've just sheets of stuff in the back of the ute, getting around. I've been down at electrical wholesale places.
Sorting them out.
Bamboozling counter staff.
Good boy.
Just doing all sorts of things. But well done to all the young women who've been picked up, get a chance to now chase their dream for the AFLW girls at the Crows. That is brilliantly done.
And we're going to catch up with Chelsea Randall.
We certainly will. Put that down at 6.
She's a
headliner.
Yeah,
hard to lock down. She was bestowed the honour of actually reading the girls' names out.
She should.
Absolutely.
Co-captain.
Her and Aaron have been outstanding. Oh, yeah. Might get an Aaron Phillips update with her.
We'll go back to back. The girls will go back to back.
I think so. Jar, you've been on the bike. Just a quick update.
Maz and I.
Yep.
Yeah, Maz and I took off down south. It was a beautiful ride.
Nice.
So Maz was like the rabbit.
Yeah, the lure.
And I was like the greyhound.
Yeah, excuse you.
You're right.
Bless you.
Excuse me, you're right. I'm trying to talk to the family. You're sneezing your guts out from your 3-day partying.
Yeah.
Don't draw any conclusions.
You're telling.
I was like the.
Stick to your story.
Yeah,
mate.
I was like the cheater trying to chase the rabbit.
Start again. So, honestly, you'd think after all these years he can work
together. I've been
together,
chasing that rabbit.
The body of the story, you get it right. The start, the beginning, the middle, then the end. Right.
So Maz was in front.
Yeah.
She was the lure.
Yeah, like think the dogs.
Yeah.
It comes whizzing around.
Good look,
and your eyes
Jesus,
just light up.
Hot as.
Chase.
I was the greyhound.
Yes.
All right.
Nice. Yep.
Just a little bit banged up.
Yeah, because a cheetah's
fungus
not
going,
really where you're
but
at.
But I tell you what, it was a beautiful ride.
Yeah.
Beautiful ride.
Eyes on the prize all the way.
Yeah, couldn't catch it though.
I'm
just telling what we did this morning.
Okay.
Sharing the story about our...
Murph, bit of moonlighting happening while you've been away.
Yes.
Family will know if you missed this yesterday. Duck Club, unfortunately, was about to be retired because we thought the message had been rammed home enough and it was taken on board and a price and a value on your wicket.
Yes.
It was the thing to do. But after the Redbacks' shocking start to the year where they got a fifer and had to hold the ducks in the air as they went off, we had to reintroduce it on the run yesterday. Right. We gave it to the... The big dog himself, Alex Carey, who was on the show. Yeah. And just have a listen to the bloke that's doing the moonlighting again, Bruce, as the voiceover guy.
Yes, he's got him out first ball.
Spend more time putting pads on than you do with the crease.
So. He wasn't going to hang around, he didn't.
It's time to face the music.
I'd probably pull it down by now.
That's the wrong one, mate. That's what happens when you're not here for 4 or 5 days.
It says Duck Club opener.
Oh, honestly. Where's Sammy, our voice captain?
Any wonder I'm getting the arse. Shut this thing down right now.
Stuff it up again.
All right, up next, though, we're going to talk about the Adelaide Football Club. They need to fill 3 prominent positions down at that footy club. Jars, we've got a few names to throw around and talk about next here on the Rush Hour. I've got a nickname of 5 we're going to give out as well. Plus, the Rush Hour trade-up continues today. What can we get? We've got ourselves a 500. Yeah. Don't worry about the ego blower. No. We've gone up a notch. Automasters $500 service is locked and loaded. All right, and we're trying to go again.
You don't want to hear the...
No, it's too late. We've lost momentum.
No credits, nothing,
honestly,
no mention.
The family are getting frustrated with you, young man. You radio icon.
You can't just slap me down and then pick me up again. It doesn't work that way. Okay?
Get back down the floor then. Hey, quick shout out to the Sixers, Joey Wright and the boys.
Yeah, last night.
Got the chocolates again. Fought off a late fight back, but well done, lads.
What a game. Did you watch it?
Our man, Eric.
Didn't he play well? Good shootout, but a good win.
All right, Jars. Yes. The Adelaide Football Club are still looking to fill in three real key spots after the carnage or cleaning out or cleaning of house across the off-season, which started with Dom Pike falling on his sword and leaving, and then obviously the removing of Brett Burton and co. Yep. So we're aware, and Scotty Camporelli is the senior assistant. Yep. So head of footy, senior assistant coach, and the brand new one, which came off the back of the external review, a recommendation to put in a head of leadership and culture. What are you hearing?
We did hear Rupert this morning say that they're still, a week away making... Look, I don't know. I'm just going to throw some names out there.
Yep.
In terms of head of football, Brad Gotch and Roy Laird. Right.
Yep. Well, Gotchie's been in just about every role in footy.
And highly respected.
Absolutely.
Right. Senior assistant coach. Now, obviously, that's going to be Nixie's decision, as we know.
Or someone that he can actually feel comfortable with. So that you get that natural feeling when you meet and ideologies.
Do you offer it to a Gary Hocking or a Mark Stone?
Depends.
And you know Mark Stone very well.
I think, Stoney would be fantastic.
He's still in Bali at the moment.
Yeah,
Glenelg a little bit nervous. May lose him.
Hocking. Well, Stoney got. Yeah, I'm a bit like you. As far as they know, it's still business as usual.
Okay.
But the one caveat I think is the fact that I think most guys have at any lower levels. Yeah. If you're able to be given or considered for a position higher than the one you currently have, I think most people have that exit clause floating around, and that's an AFL thing as
well. Absolutely.
Buddha, as we understand it, Gary Hocking, has decided to go and coach the VFL team because he loves coaching and loves footy 24/7.
And that's been a basket case for Collingwood.
Yep.
And they want that repaired and they want them playing finals because it does help their AFL team.
It certainly does.
All right.
Yeah. I don't have any issue with
those
any
two
of
names
being considered because Buddha was on the interview list.
Yeah, he was too. Yep. And then in terms of the new role, leadership and culture.
Yeah.
I know Phil Smythe got approached.
I just wrote his name down.
Yeah, he declined. Perfect. He declined because he's going to stay up there with the Brisbane Lions.
Yeah, well, he does his other stuff. He consults and that would tie him in, lock him in. So I understand that.
The other name that has been floating around is Michael Klinger, former Redbacks cricket captain and played over in WA. He's involved. He wants to get into that field.
Because we saw Simon Kadich transfer across successfully to the Giants.
There you go. So Michael Klinger has been mentioned. Now, I'm not saying he's got an interview or they've spoken to him, but his name has been linked and he'd be someone that they'd look at.
I'm also hearing that they've approached Humphrey B. Bear. Hear me out. Because the joint's been leaking like a sieve over the last 3 or 4 years. At least with Humphrey, we know nothing would get out.
He wouldn't get out. And Fat Cat.
Yep, all of them. just to zip it.
Do you like some of those names?
I do.
And have you got any? I know Neil Barm was approached and we said no.
I mean, this is the catch. From the coaching point of view, they went and they're able to get a young, vibrant coach who has that real ability to create relationships. Unproven, but on paper stacks up. Head of footy, Barmy's your blueprint because of what has taken place at Richmond and the success at other football clubs.
Yeah.
And so you got to go and work out. You go, who's got all that experience in footy? I mean, and the ability to sort of just view the landscape, take what's required out of every little bit and not overreact yet underreact.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? Yep. And just take all that encompasses.
Yep.
I don't know Roy Laird well enough, but I certainly know that Roy Laird's footballing nous knowledge experience.
Correct.
Has to be worth something in this conversation.
Successful businessman.
You know that stuff. So that's the end of the pool I'm playing in. I would have thought absolutely if there's no standout candidates.
Yeah.
Because I do think in that role, I do think you have to have a bit of a footy background and understanding of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but you've also got to have those experiences outside of footy to be able to draw upon. But anyway, it's imperative, whatever it is. it's not
get it right.
It's not Meatloaf 2 out of 3 ain't
no,
bad.
It's not.
It's get them all right.
Correct.
It's along with the Nixie one. You've got to get it all right and start afresh and go boom and bang.
Beautiful.
Oh, watch your space.
Yeah.
Make sure tomorrow night, come on down and see us, FFA Cup final. Adelaide United taking
on
City.
United.
All right, we're doing the show live down at Cooper Stadium. All right,
I'm going to find
part
my,
of it.
I'm going to find my Marcello strip.
Get back to back.
Tarisca.
Marcello. Oh, yeah. Probably a bit.
I saw him the other day.
Might be a bit huggy.
I got a bit nervous.
Did you?
Because you know.
Did he recognise
you? Not really.
No, I wouldn't have
thought. He's your kryptonite, isn't he? He's definitely your kryptonite.
You go weak at the knees.
I do.
For him.
Him and Barry Robram.
And Maz.
And Maz.
Always.
Can I? Can play the Duck Club opener.
Okay.
I know what you did last summer.
Got a duck on the weekend.
2 ducks from A grade game on the weekend.
And he's still doing it this summer.
He had to trouble the scorebook at all with 2 ducks.
Back from the dead.
And he's got him first ball.
It's Duck Club.
Let's go! 5 ducks in a row.
Payne's been ringing off the hook. The bloke on Channel 9's real nervous.
Is that you?
Yeah.
You two can get into each other later
on. You're my coach.
That's AustralianRadioSchool.com.
Oh, he got it. Never even did the course. Wasn't even allowed on the...
Carrow, he got it
on it, all right. Tell you what, moving on.
Righto.
Soon I'm without employment, I might start my own radio course.
Oh, no, you can't do that. We'll talk about that.
We have a lot of fun over the year, and it's funny, it's a great segue, because I've given you every nickname under the sun in our time on this station. I've loved them,
Carrow.
It would appear fate and the karma bus has arrived at my house, and I've received one back. I don't like getting a lot of new nicknames because it means you either really errant behaviours or something new is coming up for you to be called something new. Right. I'll just give you a little backstory of a couple of things. In our house, if you start to get a bit snappy, you're known as Trevor Barker. You're barking too much.
Yeah, nice.
All right? I had to tell my wife who Trevor Barker was. And then if you're getting around, you know when you're getting a huff sometimes and you're cleaning house or you're moving everything in Storm and Norman?
Yes, it's good.
So I own those to a degree. They're
at your home?
Yeah, at my house.
With your kiddies,
And they get shared around, all right?
Yeah.
But I've been given one and I've had to give them it myself, this one.
Right.
I am now to be known as Randall Lewis.
All right?
Randall Lewis.
Randall!
Because I've been flying off the handle. All right? And that's because, obviously... Been a bit of stress about the job, about the house, about the kids. So what happened? We had a delivery the other day of a bit of timber and gyp rock and bits and pieces, and I had to rejig the garage to accommodate it all.
Yeah.
So I had to move a few things out. Some of it quite expensive, some not so expensive. All right. And I ran out of time before I had to rush into the award-winning rush hour.
Yes.
To get myself set, so I sort of left it out. Thought, Ange and the kids will take care of this. This will be a no-brainer. So anyway, finish work, start to go. Remember this night, it was last Wednesday, starts to rain. We put the blinds up and it's raining outside.
We did, Caro,
And I have a chat to the dear old wife on the way home and she's talking about everything other than anything outside. Except to tell me, she goes, sent me a text about, she goes, who put that window frame on the outdoor beanbag?
Oh, no.
Fully expecting to think that it might have been a builder or a tradie. Yeah. I said, I did. Calm down.
I did calm down.
Right. And so what she then did when the rain came, right, and this is what ended me being known as Randall, as in flying off the handle, she goes, don't worry, I've got it sorted. I put a tarp over it. Now, the tarps have been the leftover ones from the Reno and a couple of smaller ones that have sat out there and have kept the dishwasher and the oven dry because they've been outside for the last 5 months and that's how we've been living.
Very.
Glamping my ass. All right.
It's
anyway, so she's covered this outdoor beanbag, which is as big as a lounge.
Yeah.
Not real cheap.
No.
Brand new steel frame, which, by the way, is lightweight and weighs about 3 kilo, and she could have picked it up and just moved it. All right. So then I've come home. So for an hour and a half, I've gone around and collected everything.
Right.
It's left outside.
Right.
VJ panels on the front lawn. You name it. Staff, kids, bikes, you name it. This beanbag out the back. Yes. Everything else. And it just got to the point where I was just flying around.
Right.
And old Randall was in action. Going off my absolute nut. Now,
Randall Lewis.
I've since done a bit more study. And... I've been able to, and I like to do this on this show,
I like to
engage the family with an example from a movie. Now, I don't have the grab, but I'm going to give you a movie title.
Okay.
An actor and me.
Okay.
All right, here we go. The movie is Primal Fear. Richard Gere, Edward Norton.
Yes, Richard.
Edward Norton is that stuttering type that just commits a murder but really comes across as quite simple and didn't do it.
Yeah.
Yet has that alter ego named Roy. who is just out and out crazy mofo that just goes berserk. I now am not Dale.
Yes.
Not Dale Rodney Lewis. No. Dale Randall flying off the handle Lewis. And it's come back to bite me on the ass like you wouldn't believe, yeah? Over all this time that I've been dishing them
well
out,
done.
I'm now on the receiving end and I've had to accept
handle,
it.
Randall.
That's crazy.
Randall Caro.
I'll tell you again.
Yes, Randall.
That steel frame.
Yeah.
2.2 metres yes. by 10.20.
Yeah. Yep.
Weighed about 3 Stop. Kilos, Ed.
Yeah, but I'm just picking up. I applaud, Mumsy.
She was so proud of herself. Yeah, she was, well done. Tarp on it. I
said, initiative.
And then I said to her, I said, you know, what did you think was going to happen when the water ran off the tarp and seeped underneath?
The Rush Hour with Jars and Louie. At the new time of 3 to 4 p.m., then back with a vengeance from 6 p.m. The Rush Hour's quiz with no name.
Oh, money, Jars. The chance to win $1,000. Automasters quiz with no name. Who is on the line today?
Toddy from Vale Park joins us. Good afternoon, Todd, and welcome.
G'day, boys. How are we?
We're good, Toddy. How's your day?
Yeah, not too bad, mate. Not too bad.
All right. Just relaxing. Still at work or just knocked off?
Just driving home from work, mate. Been working over on Yorks for a couple of days.
Oh, so. Very lovely. All right. Beautiful. Mm. All right. 10 questions, 60 seconds, and Automasters up your sleeve, and time will start at the end of the first question. Just loosening up the lips as we speak. I'll pass you over, and all the best of luck.
No worries. Cheers.
Todd, who won the game between Wollongong and the 36ers last night in a shootout?
Pass.
Who are Adelaide United playing in the FFA Cup final tomorrow night?
Melbourne Victory.
Plays what sport? Emilia Rani Ekanasio plays what sport, my friend?
Oh, pass.
Well, Lou.
That's
yeah.
Sorry, Todd.
Even though he mispronounced it.
Nah.
Sort of mispronounced the question as well, didn't he?
Oh, look, there's a lot of errors, but we're not going to highlight them.
The rules are.
Actually, Toddy, just for fun, I'll give you one more. What single figure golf handicap does Donald Trump claim he has?
Four.
Oh, well, that's it. That was a good effort, but we're done.
That's it.
We're done.
Todd's had a long drive.
There's nothing personal. Have a
no,
great night.
No, I love you, Toddy.
Toddy, you don't get the money. We're going to give you a fantastic prize, though.
Honestly.
For being a real good sport.
Rob Whitaker, up close and personal. A couple of tickets.
I take that back.
Thebe Theatre, Saturday, 30th of November. Tickets on sale now at robwhitaker.co.
Honestly.
All right. Who writes these questions?
That.
Number three's a disgrace.
Yeah, I mean, the fact you didn't get the 36ers, Toddy, really set us off early. But that's okay, mate. All right. Have a really nice night, mate.
Well
Thanks
done, Todd.
Playing.
Take care, buddy.
Thanks, boys.
They're rules. Rules are rules, Luke.
Rules are rules.
I mean, you gave him another question.
Yeah, because I like the Trump question.
Oh.
Donald Trump
question.
Plays off three.
Who gives us stuff about that buffoon?
But that's the whole point. Fake news, I'm calling. Trump off three. All right, so the 36ers, they won last night. We play Melbourne City, FFA Cup final tomorrow night. Yes. We're live from down there at Hindmarsh Stadium.
Yep.
And your lady, Emilia Rani Ekanasio, plays netball for the Silver Ferns.
Yeah.
It's pretty
gun.
Straightforward. I don't know how you cocked that up.
And number four.
the Trumpster plays off three, not four.
We done?
I hope so. Well, I know I am.
Poor Todd.
If you thought AFL Trade Week was exciting...
Not prepared to talk about that.
Wait till you hear Jars and Louis...
You traded our mattress?
Trade Up Week.
Yeah, it's on. And it's like the AFL Trade Week. It has its ups and downs.
Yes, it does.
It's lulls. Yesterday went berserk, Jars. Yeah. We launched with an ego... cordless blower.
There.
And if you want to check that out, go to Triple M Adelaide Instagram page.
We've done a demo.
I mean, there's very much a tenuous link to Leif Garrett back in the 80s in his video clip.
It did look good,
but
Luke.
I'll tell you what a piece of machinery.
He's brilliant.
Andrew from Automasters just down here in the city in Pulteney.
Good man, Andy.
He's up the Andy, and we did a trade.
Yeah.
And we've got ourselves a $500 service voucher at Automasters in the city, so get your car serviced while you're at work.
There you go.
Pretty straightforward.
All right.
133353 is our number. We're hoping to turn this into something. Look, let's be honest. We want to try and get ourselves a Buddy Franklin out of this bad boy.
That's it.
A bit like Sydney, all right? And we don't want it to end up like Joe Danner.
No, not at all.
All right, don't be left holding the goose. All right?
Yeah.
So I had a look, Jar, and I looked at us and our list, because we're in charge. We're list managers, Jars and Louis.
Mm.
Jars and Louis Inc. Mm-hmm. Had a look at what our club needs.
Okay.
And I thought, well, this is where it's a great starting point.
Yeah.
And the car service is fantastic from Automasters.
Yeah. Okay.
Things on our list?
Yeah.
A holiday.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, nice.
Know, maybe the Whit Sundays to Queensland, Fiji, Bali. Yeah.
Lovely.
You know, that sort of thing.
Yeah, 5 days.
Home improvements. Any of that stuff. Maybe a driveway. Maybe some gardening.
Yeah.
Maybe some trees. Maybe just a fence. Little veranda out the back.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Little Stratco number.
Yeah.
Potentially. Like then you put can go inside. And I thought instantly that, you know, in the market for this club for white goods, get yourself a really sweet dryer and washer combo.
Stop it.
All right?
Yeah.
Maybe a fridge.
Yeah, I've just got one.
Maybe deluxe. Maybe get yourself Sub-Zero. Go next level.
There you go.
Get right up there. The one you see on the Kardashians that we all watch in secret all the time.
No, we don't.
So is this going straight to you?
No. That's the point. I'm glad you bring that up.
Yeah.
TV, big screen.
Yeah.
Turn that $500 voucher right now. If you're listening, Harvey Norman or anyone around town, good guys, let's get involved because I tell you what, you can't lose with what we're offering.
Okay.
Guaranteed 10-year player, that $500 voucher at Auto Masters.
Mm.
Guaranteed to be A-grade in the side every week. Not an issue. Clean medical, all done.
Yeah.
All right.
Signed off.
All right.
1 year contract.
Oh, absolutely.
Trailer for me.
Mm. And we could give it to the Gowans boys.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that. Yeah, later.
Another day.
But any of that stuff.
All right.
Don't feel like you just
come on, family.
There are no lanes in this one because this Jars and Louis, the list managers.
Yes.
We deal in everything.
Yeah.
I mean, Bitcoin.
We might take you.
We'll go there.
Yeah, we might take
you. We'll go there, sister. Yeah. Don't worry about that. Bitcoin.
We might take you in the top five.
Shares.
Yeah.
We'll go there. Mm. Not sure whether it contravenes any acts or anything on air, but that's the ego, and it's not a dirty word.
Can I just quickly say, think outside with the Ego Power Plus range of outdoor power equipment.
So, and then I got to thinking, potentially, and everyone's going, what are they doing this for?
Mm.
And no, and like it's Murph not, it, suggested, it, and the facetious nature
it's
of
not
the suggestion
us.
Really upsets
it's not
me.
The, it's not to fill
for
our
me,
pockets.
It's not my farewell present.
No, it's not.
But I am
this is going to be big.
I am expecting
your farewell is going to be big.
But it is designed. If we can get something large, then we will give it to somebody who badly needs something.
Love it.
You know, hopefully a charity or a really needy
whatever.
Individual
yep,
that you
whatever.
Might know,
yep.
our family out there might know of that needs some help.
Yep.
All right, so that is where it's at. 133353 is the number. Better still, just get it rolling all along. If you know us personally, text it.
Text, yeah.
If you know Murph, bad luck.
Bad luck.
You know what I'm saying?
133353.
Yeah.
Masters have started the ball rolling.
Can I get this around my head? So basically, don't turn it on.
No.
So basically, for the $500 Automasters voucher, you need basically someone who's going to
trade up
to it. So
the paperclip from way back when.
Oh, yeah.
That ended up worth a house.
All right, Murph.
So it could be a tradie offering of services worth $600 or $700.
Keep going.
I'm trying to think now we're talking gorillas. And
keep going, Murph. Murph, keep going, please.
Yeah, I mean, if you've got
AustralianRadioSchool.com?
No. Turn that ego on him
Stop.
Right now.
No, don't
turn it on him, Jars. Turn and put the blowtorch on him right now. Finish this, mate. Jars and Louis, it's a rush hour. 104.7. Triple
out. It's a lot of love for sports bets multi at the moment. They're giving us a lot of love as well, looking after the rush hour with Jars and Louis at Triple M.
If you love the same game multi, you don't have to wait till next footy season to get it back and get it back in your life. It's here now, this time for racing. Mm. Same race multi, Spring Carnival, Jars. Get involved. Genuine game changer for the Spring Carnival. Yeah. Simple. Pick a horse to finish in the top two. If you don't know how this works, pick a horse to finish in the top two, then pick another horse in that same race to finish top four.
Right.
Combine them both. In one bet.
Nice.
That's why it's called a multi.
I like it.
You like it? Download the Sportsbet app. Give it a go for the spring.
And what do you got to do when you gamble?
Get responsible.
Thank you, Lou.
It's good. Good contribution.
Yeah.
I like you better when you get on the Ego Power Plus. How good's this? The Adelaide International, the new $2 million International happening in January. Ash Barty already in. Now Alex Dimonor, your man.
Yes.
Fresh off success.
I'm going to watch him.
Third title.
Yeah.
He is now in for that event as well. Cannot wait for world-class tennis to come back here to Adelaide.
It's about time.
It's gold.
We're a tennis state, Lou. Look at the champions we've produced.
And mate, I'm telling
Stop
you.
Stop it.
It is crazy stuff. All right. And the best part, too, coming up in the tennis world is the, I don't like it as such, but the revamped Davis Cup jar.
No,
we get the
like
first
it.
Look at the new format,
yeah.
which is in Madrid next month.
Madrid, yeah.
And I tell you what, I think the new format comes back. Are you doing a...
No, not at all.
Well, yeah.
No, honestly, I wasn't.
I'm Scottish. Surprised you didn't do a Rafa because obviously you got married during the week.
He did too.
Oh, to his lovely sweetheart.
Yes.
To a Rafa.
It's in Madrid. No, his mate does that. It's really poor. Mm. In Madrid next month and it's revamped. But guess who wants back in and he's back in? My boy. Nick Kyrgios.
Oh.
He and Lele, Skipper, have sat down and had it out over in Indian
Wells. They broke bread.
Over in Indian Wells.
Yeah.
All right. Sat down. I mean, in between playing Call of Duty and whatever he does on his PlayStations. And they've sat down, they went through things, and he's been, and this is according to Leighton, he's been willing to do whatever it takes to get back into the Davis Cup team.
This is what Kyrgios said to Lele.
Our man.
The coach.
Yep.
And he hasn't played for 2 years in the Australian colours.
He's had a couple of issues along the way. He hasn't tried overly hard at times in green and gold, which is very much against what Lele is about. But he's back.
All right.
And in the new format next month, I think you should give him a chance.
You know what? I'm going to.
Good.
No, I am. Good. I'm going to back him in. All right. Nice. And you know what? He'll probably play his heart out.
Well, you know, he will.
He will.
Because he's currently on a 6 month ban.
We'll scratch our heads and go, where's this on the probation?
Remember from his behaviour?
No, he is, Is it 16 games or 16?
So, 6 month probation period for his spectacular meltdown in Cincinnati in August.
Right. All right.
And then subsequently branding the ATB corrupt at the US.
Yeah, so he's given everyone a
drive-by. Nothing else, he gives us a headline.
He loves the drive-by.
All right. So, he is back
in. All right. Well done then. All right. Well done to Leighton, too.
It's good.
Because he would have made the phone call.
Got to be able to work it out. Yeah. And find a way.
Good coaching.
Give him another chance. And,
well done.
You know, and I would suggest.
As long as we win.
Probably his last crack at it.
Who's that? Nicholas?
Nick.
Where's Bernie?
Oh.
Where's Bernie Tomic?
Having a weekend at. I think he's morphed into. I think he's actually morphed into the character.
I shouldn't laugh. He's not.
Is he still playing?
I don't know.
He was playing somewhere the other week.
Anyway.
Right, Jazz. It was the AFLW draft day this morning around 11 o'clock, and the Crows have got some new big names, but none bigger, none finer. And if they can follow in half the footsteps that this young lady's been able to produce, Chelsea Randall, welcome to the Rush Hour. Chelsea, and congrats. You got some brand new teammates.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, it's been an exciting day over here in Melbourne, and had the honour of calling all the names out, and weren't too many difficult ones to say, so I was thankful for that.
Chelsea, it must be almost still surreal. I know you've played 3 years, but the fact that now women's football has its own draft day, its own pocket, its own time slot and pathway where the girls actually get called out, it's just amazing.
Unreal. And like it was just amazing walking down. Like they had the coral carpet there today as well, and just watching some of the young girls come through, and you could feel the excitement, but also the nerves. And obviously there's only 102 spots available, and I think there was over 300 that nominated for the draft. So obviously some girls miss out, but it's that's the game. And if they miss out this time, it's not all over. You know, to go back to the drawing board and work hard, and, you know, there's always next year as well.
Chels, pick 14, the Adelaide Crows got today. Position, ruckman, young South Adelaide talent, Montana McKinnon. Tell us the story about her progress and what she'll add next this year to the season.
She's an absolute delight, Montana. We're so excited to have her on board, and obviously captained the Central Allies under-18 team this year. She's two-time All-Australian, is a ruck, and has played in the South Adelaide premierships as well. So she's, quite a tall, which is great, and good body size for us and exactly what we need. So I'm really looking forward to what she's going to bring to our side, and much like the rest of the seven girls as well that are we've called out today.
Chels, love the subtle clip you gave Jars on the way through. She's a ruck, not a ruckman. I like it in the terminology. He's a little bit slow, the dinosaur. Well played, Chels. Some of the other girls, I mean, can you tell us a little bit about them? Jamie Tabb, Caitlin Gould, Courtney Gum, Nicole Campbell, Nawa Allen. I mean, these girls must be pinching themselves. Madison Newman and Chelsea Biddle, that they are now at an AFL club.
I know. And we've got, another Chelsea, which is awesome. Good. So two Chelseas in the club. That's pretty awesome. But it's also, Najwa Allen is how it's pronounced. I had to double check that one. So Naj has actually come from Canberra. She's a very interesting story herself. One of her mates came across to play in the Sandford W and said, do you want to come with me? And she jumped on it and ended up winning the best and fairest for the Sandford W competition overall. And, has absolutely killed it there. And now has a chance at AFLW. So really excited for what she's going to bring to our group. And obviously another exciting one was Courtney Gum, was with GWS and then retired. And Judith had all intentions of retiring. And now that she is back in Adelaide with her family support and everything around her, decided that, we could support her and continue footy playing here for the Crows, which is really awesome.
Now, Chels, when are we going to start? When's round one? I know we've got the CBA vote coming up. Where are the girls at? Are we at loggerheads with the AFL regarding how long the season's going to be?
Are you going to camp to the Gold Coast?
Are we going to the camp? Are we going to sit in a bus for 5 hours blindfolded? See, when does the season start?
They actually won it, Jars. They don't have to do any of that.
That's true.
So we're, so we've had some really good conversations, all positive, with AFL and AFLPA, and looks like it's moving really well. So hopefully we'll get a vote in by the end of this week, and hopefully it'll be underway after that with fixtures to come out. And then following that, we'll know exactly what the conference system will look like as well going forward. And, but obviously it's just been a stage one was our draft today, and it was exciting to get those names up and bring our Crows family back together again and start a new chapter.
Nice. And Chelsea, as much as it's been a speed hump, the CBA, it's actually a good thing because it shows you where the level of interest is, not only from a spectator's point of view, but the invested interest inside it with you girls. So even if it's not great at the moment, it just means everybody cares so much about it. So it's all doing the right things.
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, like I said, it's been really healthy conversation, and I'm really glad that we've had these discussions and everything because, like I said, it just shows that us players are really passionate about where, you know, AFLW is going, and, you know, we've still got a way to go now, but we're really happy with the outcomes that I think are going to be pushing forward and, make it bigger and better.
Chelsea, the off-season, it's always important to wind down, let the hair down. You've been getting around and doing lots and lots of things.
Oh, yeah.
Footnote to yourself and your manager, I'll happily produce your travel show because I think you'd be fantastic on one, and you seem to be going everywhere. Is there anywhere you haven't covered
actually,
in this off-season?
It's, no. it's been pretty hectic, actually.
Jeez.
But I do love travelling, and obviously my family's in Perth, so got home to see all my 9 nieces and nephews. I would love to start a travel show, mate. So me and the dog
Absolutely.
In a caravan, maybe. Yeah. I'm thinking, you know, all the great spots you can take your furry friends.
Every woman and his dog and her dog.
Yeah,
that's it, straight up.
I like it, Lou.
Flip it.
I think it could be good.
Oh,
so.
I do too. Yeah. And
we'll make it happen.
For you, Chels, obviously you've had a great start to your AFL career and your footy is just flourishing. Where to for you this year? Are we similar spot, just sweeping up, cleaning up the mess down back and
get
just
on
launching
the ball.
Attacks? Or going forward and kick some
get
goals.
Get on the ball.
Kick some goals, Chels.
Who knows?
Tell
Who knows,
Clarkie.
Guys? I'm going to keep that as a secret and keep you guys guessing. I don't know.
Hello.
We could have some movements around, but I love learning, so maybe I might sneak up and learn a different spot, but I might stay where it's safe as well.
Safe.
Who knows?
Yeah, just float, I think. Be an aggressive mid who doesn't pick up, who doesn't tackle. Oh, sorry, Andrew Jarman.
Hang on.
We'll just handball it off to all these young ones coming through and they'll make it look good.
Well done.
Had any contact with Erin, as in Erin Phillips, and how's her knee going? We see a bit of it on Instagram and she seems to be tracking nicely.
Yeah, Erin's doing really well and obviously just had little Drew, little bub, so... her family's expanded and they'll be coming over, in a few weeks kind of time. So it'd be good to get her back amongst the group and, all signs going well. But obviously we put the well-being first of the players in terms of Chloe and Ree Metcalf as well. And obviously Hannah Martin won't be able to make it back. But we'll see how those guys are tracking along and you just never know. So... we'll keep watching their rehab and make sure that we're doing the right things by them first.
And, Chelsea, I don't know whether you heard the bad news, but we've wound up the Andrew Jarman Top Gun Academy for the AFL men's competition.
Yeah, yeah.
But I do believe I can see a glint in the great man's eye over there that if someone were to come along and kiss those hands, that he might part with the gift of being able to not fumble and just be a one-touch type of player.
Stop.
So maybe any of the girls looking to form into the Jarman Top Gun Academy.
Might have to set one up for the girls.
Look, I'm sure we'll be open to it, mate. Hey?
You know, he'll pay them, Chels.
Oh, you guys.
That'd teach me.
I'll just see you for a coffee somewhere, Chels. It's a lot cheaper.
Well
done. It's a long way down, those ground balls, mate.
They are.
Just saying.
That's
right. It's great to talk to you. Congrats on being bestowed the honour of handing it out and calling out the names. That is just magic for you. And may the summer be a good one. And when the season kicks around, cannot wait to see you and the girls and Doc Clark and everyone in action again. And all the best of luck.
Back to back, Chels.
Thanks, guys. Yeah. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. You heard it here first on the Rush Hour. You get your sport first. Stay tuned.
The Rush Hour with Jars and Louis.
It's not a hobby. It's a career.
It's a love.
It's a passion.
3 to 4 p.m. and 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Jars and Louis. Love a same game multi? Now get a same race multi all spring racing season. Download the Sportsbet app and gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.